Welcome to the 12 cast, the official podcast of the 12 point. To learn more, visit at the 12 point on Instagram. And now, let the show begin.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Deuce Cast, presented by The Deuce Point. My name is Rain, and it's time for another bonus episode. Now, originally, when I ended off with that last episode, looking at the semifinal two predictions, I thought, okay, I'm thinking I'm going to leave it at that for the season, and then come back in a few weeks, maybe after the grand final, and then start making some more amazing Eurovision podcast content. But no, actually, I think I want to make one last special video as a treat for all the love and support on the podcast thus far. And I want to give a little teaser to the final and where I think the different countries in the final will end off. So I have the running order. So this is being recorded after semifinal two, and we did receive the running order last night. We have the positions starting off with Austria and ending with the United Kingdom. So I guess I'll go through it really quickly and mention some quick notes and how I think they're going to finish off. So starting with Austria, who the hell is Edgar, Thea and Selena? Okay, so this is one of my favorite songs of the entire year. It's my second right now. I don't think it's going to change much. I was really upset that they got drawn first. That was a horrible draw. I know that they were going to put a song similar to this, but I just wish they put something like Poland or Cyprus instead. That would have been a lot better, but Austria didn't really deserve this draw. Nevertheless, I think it's going to do pretty well with the juries. It's not going to finish top five, but I think it'll do fairly well. And then I also think it's going to do pretty well with the Telebo. So even though it's in the first position, I don't think it's going to end horribly for Austria. I just think that's my thoughts on it. Portugal, number two, I Coração, Mimicat. Not much to say about this. Again, I'm keeping it like under 30 seconds of song, but Mimicat, I Coração, I think it will do pretty well. It'll finish around mid-table. I think we could expect to see maybe like 15th to 17th place from Mimicat. I think the second place draw was also pretty bad, but yeah, we can only do what we can do. Third, Switzerland. So I believe that the juries don't care too much about the running order, and I know Switzerland's in third with Remoforte or Watergun. I think this will do exceptional with the juries. I could see even a few 12 points as well, so I think this will do really well with the juries. Televo, I feel like this is still like that 10th place song that just qualified over maybe like Latvia or Malta in the semis. I think that I'm going to expect like maybe like 14th to 16th just because of that jury vote. Okay, Poland, Blanka, solo. So as many of you know, Poland is my 37th place. I really do not like it this year. It's just not one of my favorite songs. It's just not my cup of tea personally. So I think I would give Poland like dead last with the juries. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. And then televote, I could see like a few votes, but not that much compared to the semis, because you also have lots of countries that would eat away at that televote. So I think I'm predicting Blanka to finish maybe like 20th to 22nd, maybe. And that's being very, very generous. Okay. Fifth, Serbia, Sama Misa Spava, Luke Black. I think that this will do amazing with the jury just because it's one of those like more alternative songs that usually don't tend to do well with juries. But yeah, I think this will do pretty well with the televote. Again, just like a few other entries, because of its running order, it's going to be hurt by that. But nevertheless, I think this is going to end up somewhere in that mid-table range. I can't really say where. I'm going to say anywhere from like 14th to 20th. I don't think it's going to end any worse than 20th. Yeah. So France, so the first of our major contenders outside of Austria, major contenders for that title. France was not given the best running order, obviously, but still, I don't think the juries are going to care too much about it. And as we know, I feel like France is going to be loved very much by the juries. However, I'm getting a little bit worried about the voice because I heard some of the voice clips from the rehearsals and the and the different shows, and I was a little bit worried about that, but I shouldn't be too worried. I think France will do well with both, and yeah, looking forward to a good placement for France again this year. Seventh, Cyprus. Cyprus will finish, so I'm predicting Cyprus will probably finish around the same place as most of the other countries we're talking about right now. I'm feeling like that it's going to do pretty well with the juries, but again, not going to do great with the televote. So I'm predicting maybe like 16th to 20th place as well. Spain, another pretty high contender, depending on who you talk to. Some people really love this, some people really hate this. I feel like that's going to be really impactful in the televote because you'll see a lot of votes from a lot of people. You'll also see no votes and absolutely no votes from anyone, from another group of people. So those people won't give anything, but the other people that love it will give a lot. So that's what I think about Blanca Paloma. I think the vocals and everything are on point. However, who is up against Blanca Paloma next might affect the televoting perception for Blanca Paloma because it's going to get lost compared to who's coming up right after. And so I'm predicting Spain will finish top 10 for sure. Okay, Sweden. So that was the country I was talking about before is going to probably blow away a lot of the earlier televotes. Loheen, Tattoo. And I think this is probably going to be winning the juries. I mean, this is almost at a 60% chance now to win the entire contest. Like, come on. Like, this is like, I don't like to make generalizations, but this is pretty much a game of, like, for, like, between Sweden and Finland. I think that Loreen's definitely winning the juries. I can't see any other way. And again, juries really don't care about running order, so Loreen being ninth really doesn't impact anything. And she's not that far away from Karia. Like, I've seen so many people saying Karia is going to win just because he's, like, 13th. But, like, Loreen's performing, like, literally, like, three spots before. So I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. But anyways, so I'm predicting Sweden will win. I think Sweden will definitely sweep the jury. Okay, I'm not going to say sweep, but, like, do pretty well with the juries. And then do also really well with the televote. I think this is a pretty underrated televote song as well. Like, I feel like it's going to garner a lot of, like, appeal from worldwide, from Europe, from Australia. Yeah. Okay. Albania. Okay, so Albania is represented with the song Duje Babina Familia Kamendi. I was very happy to see this qualify yesterday. However, I feel like it's going to get lost in between Sweden, Italy, Spain, France, and Finland. So I'm not going to see it do too well. So I'm predicting maybe 20th to 26th place. Okay, Italia, Marco Mignoni, Due Vite. Just like Spain, I feel like it's going to be a little bit overshadowed by Sweden's vocals. I don't know, but this is a very, very strong song. I really like it. I think it's going to do very well with the juries. I could see top five with the juries, but televote, I feel like it's not going to get much televote love. So I'm going to say maybe 10th to 16th place. Okay, Estonia. Alika, Bridges. So I was also very happy that this song qualified yesterday. I was very surprised because it was 100% televote semi, and I thought this was going to be more jury favorite. Speaking of jury favorite, I feel like this is also going to get very much a lot of love from the juries. It's performing mid-table, so I feel like that's also going to help with the televote a little bit. So I could see this doing pretty well. Just like Italy, I'm going to say it's going to finish around 10 to 16th. Okay, so Loreen's biggest competition of the night, number 13, Karia, Cha-Cha-Cha from Finland. This is definitely the contender to win the televote. However, my concern is I don't think he's going to flop with the juries. I don't think he's going to flop. But I don't think he's going to get in the high enough position with the juries to be able to be considered a winner. Because I believe you have to get in, like, fourth place with the juries and then get, like, a Ukraine-level result from last year with, like, 400 points in the televote to win. But I feel like as long as that guy gets 300 points is in fourth, then he can win. But I feel like Loreen's going to take that away from some of those points away in the televote. I just have a feeling about that. Okay. But I still think, regardless, top three for sure. Czechia. Okay, so Czechia, in the beginning, I really would have said top 10. Now I'm leaning to about the position that they're actually performing. I think they might finish 14th. I think they're going to receive a few jury votes, not like a huge result, but I don't think they're going to flop either. So Czechia, I'm feeling, yeah, you're going to finish around 14th. Australia. So they had closed out the end of they had closed out the end of 72. Now they're opening for the second half of the semi, or like second in the second half of the semi. I feel like this will garner a lot of televote appeal, and for some reason I feel like Australia won the televote in '72. So yeah, that's just a feeling I have about that. So I think Australia overall is probably going to finish like 16th to 20th. Belgium also very happy to see it qualify. I think this will do pretty well with both the juries and the televote, and I'm predicting this to probably be at 10th to 16th. It's fun, energetic, catchy. I love it. Armenia really impressed me last night. I was super, super happy with the performance and everything about it. Very majestic. I loved it. Armenia, I think this is finishing top five with the juries. Televote, I'm not 100% sure, but I think this could finish top 10 in the televote. So we could see a top 10 finish for Armenia for sure. For the first time in a while, actually. I know Snap didn't do as great as is now doing internationally, but maybe we could see some kind of similar result for Brunette, like a trending song. I'd love to see that. I love that song. Okay, Moldova, Pasha Parfeni, Soarele și Luna, 18th. Again, I feel like it finished like 8th or 9th in the semi, so I don't know how many televote points it's going to get. I feel like it's a little bit of a downgrade as well from like 2012, but I still really, really love the song, both Lothar and Soarele și Luna. I feel like because of regional voting and everything, I feel like it will get some points from the jury. I think it'll do pretty decent with both. But yeah, I'm predicting like 14th to 18th place for Pasha. 19th are one of the two hosts, Ukraine, one of part of the big six this year. So they did not have to go to the semis, which really helps to their 100% qualification rate, which I'm really hoping continues because I always want to see Ukraine in the final. Yeah, so we know that they were last year's winners. I don't think they're going to come close to that result from last year. I think they're probably not going to do great with the juries, but I feel like they're going to make it up with a lot more televote points. So I'm predicting maybe 10th to 15th place for Ukraine. Norway, another strong contender. I feel like this is going to do much better than expected. I feel like it's going to do pretty well in the juries, going to get a pretty decent jury result. I'm going to maybe say top 10. And then televote, I could also see a top 10. So I feel like Alessandro will definitely be in the top 10 overall. Germany. Germany is going to flop with the juries. Blood and Glitter, Lord of the Lost is going to flop with the juries. I'm so sorry. But I feel like this is like Germany, Poland, and Croatia are probably going to get all like close to 0 points in the juries, and then make it up a lot with the televote. So I feel like Germany will probably get one of the highest televote results because it's like a metal band and stuff like that. So I'm going to predict Germany is going to probably finish 15th, probably just because it gets so many televote points, but like absolutely no jury points. All right, Lithuania. Lithuania, Monika Linkytė, 22nd place. 22nd position, hopefully not 22nd place. I think the song is going to be absolutely bedazzling the jury. It's going to do splendidly. I think this will definitely finish top 15 with the juries and hopefully top 20 with the televote. So I'm going to predict this to finish like maybe like 16th to 18th place. I absolutely love the song though. Okay, 23rd, Israel, Unicorn. A lot of people want this to win. I just don't see why. It's a good song, don't get me wrong, but I just don't see it as a winner with the jury or the televote. I think it could come top three with the televote, but jury's just like coming top 10. It's not that good of a, it's not that like vocally precise either. So yeah, I'm predicting top five for Unicorn, but yeah, I feel like it's an underrated opinion, and I feel like a lot of people are about to get mad at me very soon. Sorry about that. Number 24, Slovenia, Joker Out, Carpe Diem. I love this. I think this is a super concert vibe song. It's a lot of fun. It's very engaging with the audience. And yeah, this is pretty sure to do pretty well. I really like it. I think this will do pretty well with the televote, better than expected. And I think this is also going to do pretty good with the jury as well. So I think that Slovenia could get a top 10 finish. And lastly, 25th, Croatia. Mama Shtu, Let 3. I think this will also pretty much flop with the juries too. Just like Germany, I feel like it's going to get like not zero, but like maybe like 2 points. And then from like the televote, it's going to be like 100 points. So like maybe like we could see like them finishing like top 15 just based on those televote points. And lastly, the United Kingdom. So the United Kingdom being represented by Mae Muller, I wrote a song. The host country, we're really good. I really liked it. I think it's going to do pretty well with the televoting. The juries, I'm not too sure about because of the vocals, but I think televote, I think they'll be pretty good. Yeah, so that is my overall wrap-up of all 26 songs in the grand final this year. That felt very long, and I hope you enjoyed. And for more amazing Eurovision content, head on over to @thedouzepoint on Instagram. That is @thedouzepoint for some amazing Eurovision content throughout the year. So I hope you really enjoy this episode, and I'll see you in the next season, unless there's a bonus episode again.